In the gospel reading today, our Lord calls us to take his yoke upon our shoulders. The yoke of the Lord, obviously, is the cross. And at the same time that he asks us to take up the cross, remembering that under that cross, as tradition has it, he himself fell three times under the weight of it, and then was crucified upon it. And he tells us that his yoke is easy, his burden is light. And you say, but wait a minute, if it's the cross, and it's that heavy, how can it be easy? How can it be light? It is not that it is physically so easy to do necessarily, but it has to do with the spiritual side. What makes it easy is that it is love. You look at St. Paul, who in the first reading tells us that he bears in his body the marks of the Lord Jesus. He tells us in 2 Corinthians all that whole list of all the things that he's had to deal with, being whipped and beaten and stoned and shipwrecked and all the different things that he went through. Now, on the natural level, we're going to look at that and say, oh, if that's the cross, if that's the burden, I don't want anything to do with that. Well, thankfully, number one, God is very merciful and he doesn't tell us what's coming. Most of you who are married understand that well. If God told you what was going to happen, you probably wouldn't have ever done it. Thanks be to God, he didn't tell you. Because when you walked into your marriage, you probably had, you know, everything was all rosy and wonderful, and oh, we're just going to live happily ever after. And hopefully, indeed, you will. But the only way you're going to live happily ever after is if you're purified of all the selfishness that's in the way. And that's exactly what St. Paul would be looking at. He tells us that he himself was a blasphemer and an arrogant man. And so all that had to be purified out, which is what all those struggles and sufferings were all about. And that became his boast, because that's what purified his love. And so, yes, on the physical level, it would have been very difficult. But it was on the spiritual level that it was easy. And that's exactly what we see in St. Francis as well. What God has hidden, we are told, from the learned and the clever, he has revealed to the childlike. St. Francis was no fool. Very intelligent man. But he became, in the eyes of the world, a total fool. He gave up all the riches. He gave up the easy life that he could have had. For what? To choose poverty. To choose to die to himself. To choose to love God and love neighbor with his whole heart and soul and strength. And as we heard even in the Alleluia, that he left this world poor and he entered into heaven with hymns of glory. What's really important? It was out of love for the Lord. And as the Lord told us, you know, that no one can come to the Father except, no one knows the Father except those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. So our Lord chose St. Francis. He revealed himself to St. Francis. And St. Francis responded with heroic charity. And he, I think, would be the first to tell us that it was an easy burden and a light yoke. He didn't find it to be burdensome because it was all born out of love. And again, a married person, I think, can understand that. If you look at your children, especially if you've been through the teenage years with your kids, probably some of the greatest heartbreak that you've ever had to endure, some of the most painful things in your life. And at the same time, when you look back, it was all because of love. And you don't necessarily see it as being so horrible. because it was for love of that child. That's exactly what we want with the Lord. The world finds that foolish, but that's where true wisdom lies. Somebody like St. Francis, as it was with St. Paul, who could bear the marks of the Lord Jesus in his body, he was so conformed to Christ. He was so on fire with the love of Jesus that he could take on the marks of our Lord in his body. Obviously, that's not something that very many people are ever going to do. But all of us are called to be conformed to Christ. We don't need the stigmata. What we do need is the love of Jesus, a true love of Jesus, to fill our hearts so that we can be conformed more and more perfectly to the Lord, and in so doing, to become the persons God created us to be, because we're made in his image and likeness. So the more we become like him, the more we become the persons we're supposed to be, that we were created to be. And it is only when we become the persons we are created to be that we will find true and complete fulfillment. And isn't that what we're all after? And put it into worldly sense, it gets pretty sappy. It's happiness. All we want is happiness. I want my kids to be happy. How about I want my kids to be fulfilled? I want my kids to be saints. I want my kids to become who they were created to be. Happiness is fleeting. We're happy one minute because the football team won a game, and we're devastated the next day, next minute, because somebody lost a game. Happiness is just a little emotion. It's going to be here one minute and gone the next. Joy remains. Fulfillment remains. That's what we're about. Not simply to be happy, to be joyful, to be fulfilled. That's what the Lord wants for each one of us. He has chosen you. He has chosen to reveal himself to you. He has chosen to give you his love. Now it's our turn to respond, to open our hearts to receive that love, to take the yoke upon our shoulders, to follow him, because his yoke is easy, his burden is light. And it is easy and it is light for one reason, because it is love. If we love him and we love the people around us, we bear the yoke easily, because it is born out of pure charity. If we're selfish, we're going to whine and we're going to complain and we're going to talk about how heavy it is and how painful it is and everything else. That's what God's trying to get out of the way. Cooperate. Get rid of the selfishness. Love the Lord. And happily then, joyfully, we will be able and willing to take up the yoke of Christ, because his yoke is indeed easy, and his burden is indeed very light.